Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Panther Den at United Township High School. Western Big Six Conference action resumes for the Galesburg boys basketball team, coming off four consecutive wins in their own Thanksgiving tournament last weekend on Saturday and Monday. The Panthers, meanwhile, coming off a victory over the Alleman Pioneers last Friday night, their first victory in the Western Big Six this season. UT under head coach Mark Polite, only 1-3 in the Western Big Six. Silver Streaks are 3-1 after a disappointing loss to the Rock Island Rocks on Friday night. And Jim Lee, you know, obviously the main difference in personnel for the Silver Streaks is the addition of Joe Williams back into this lineup. Mike Reynolds has been around these guys all year long. He's talked frequently about how challenging it's been to keep Joe engaged throughout 20 games of not playing and to keep him active and involved in practices and so on. I think what we have been surprised about so much throughout these three games since he's been back is just how his presence on the floor has changed the activity of this team so much to turn them into a so much more potent and volatile team than we saw last Friday night and the previous Monday night at Dunlap.
Well, and I think with Joe on the court, it really becomes our defense triggers our offense. We were missing that at times. We had little bursts of it this season, but you add him onto the court along with Denzel, and really, you know, Gibson and Meeker are probably underestimated in their defensive abilities too, because they both anticipate well and are able to poke a lot of balls away. And we've become a team that you're really not in a hurry to want to bring the ball up the court against. And it gives Coach Reynolds the flexibility, too. He can play, you know, if he wants to take Tyson out, if Tyson's in foul trouble or whatever, just wants to go to an all-guard lineup, basically. You know, he can do that and really become lethal. So while we're not big, we're very athletic. Probably 1-5. Maybe the only team that could match our athleticism in Galesburg since we've been doing it might have been the 97-98 team. And actually, our guard spots are quicker than that team was.
Lamont Mitchell in the midcourt circle to jump this game underway along with Tyson Parks. The Panthers win the tip. Mitchell at 6'5", Parks listed at 6'. Like the Toronto's Twins scheduled to start tonight for United Township, the first game all season long that they've started at home together. Silver Streaks get a rebound on the other end and quickly up court into the front court to Grant Gibson, who lays it in. And Galesburg strikes first at 2-0, coming off the UT rebound, UT miss at the other end. Keegan Wenskunas gets the start. Tough pass out high, batted away. Raymond Taranis chases it down for United Township, along with Michael Taranis, his twin brother, both listed at 6'5". Mitchell for the jumper just inside the top of the arc, missed it. Grant Gibson with a rebound, out with it into the front court. Stops at the top of the circle, gives off to Ethan Meeker. Down the lane, Ethan up, shot rolls off. And the rebound by Michael Taranis for United Township. Good penetration by Ethan, just couldn't get the shot to roll through and drop down.
Yeah, not sure how Devin just put that thing up off the back iron too soft, and it just didn't want to fall in. Great position.
In the lane, turnaround jumper with a right-hand baby hook. Michael Taranis can't get the shot down. Gibson with a rebound. 0-for-3 in the early going are the Panthers. Ross cut off along the near baseline on the left side down below us, gets it out to Gibson. Just underway in the first quarter, 2-0 Galesburg with the early lead. Galesburg sophomores lost tonight 89-45. Meeker drives inside, shoots inside the free throw line, knocks it down. Galesburg up 4-0.
Yeah, the sophomores were so bad, as we said, that even if Ross and Meeker were down there playing with them, I'm not sure they would have made up 45 points or whatever they lost by. It was just a layup drill for United Township, and hopefully the varsity can turn the tables on their varsity and do the same thing that happened to our sophomores.
Good start for the Streaks on the road. Mike Reynolds was pleased with the practice that the Silver Streaks put together in just 2 days this week. Again, he gave them a day off on Tuesday after such a rough stretch. 7 games in 10 days for the Galesburg varsity, so he gave them the day off on Tuesday. Spinning in from the right side, Grant Webb takes it in from the right wing, and a foul on the floor against the Silver Streaks. We're the first of the game on either team. We've played just over 2 minutes here in this opening quarter. Streaks on top, 4-0. And into the game comes Trevor May, a 5'8 senior for United Township.
May hit some big shots against us last year, I remember. A strong guard, I mean physically strong, out of the football player build. But if we can get out early on these guys, they don't have a whole lot of offensive firepower. If they're going to have a chance to win this game, they've got to keep it 50 points or less for United Township. The Silver Streaks obviously planning on scoring a lot more.
Tough pass up the near side. Denzel Jones comes around the backside of Raymond Taranis, knocks it out of bounds. Good curl around from the backside. Unusual to the Silver Streaks, but grateful to have only one game this weekend after that stretch of 7 games in 10 days. This is the only one tonight. And then next weekend, only on Friday night, will the Silver Streaks play when they entertain Rock Island Alamann. So two straight weekends with only the one conference game to worry about. Here's May driving, found an opening from the right side down the middle of the lane. Shot goes off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Tyson Barks. They've missed their first 4 shots of the game. Meeker, left corner, Gibson, pull up, baseline, in and out. Rebound batted around. Parks reaches out of bounds, pulls it back in. Denzel with a turnaround from the low blocks, hits it.
So Tyson doing what he does best, hitting the offensive glass and then dishing it off, and a timeout by Mark Polite and the Panthers.
6-0 early going for Galesburg. 5:03 to go in the first quarter, a 30-second timeout by the Panthers. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation tonight, Jim Lee. And wow, are we traveling in style? Even more so than usual.
Yeah, it's certified pre-owned, but it hasn't been out on the road very often. It's a 2014 Nissan Pathfinder Hybrid. I wasn't even aware that they were making a hybrid in this size, but this is one of three, I believe, they said that they have on the lot. It's got a hybrid supercharged 2.5-liter, 4-cylinder, 250-horsepower engine. Every luxury that you would want on the inside, plus the all-important heated seats tonight. And very sharp-looking, I don't know what, kind of a charcoal-looking color on the outside. And it's a very nice vehicle. And, again, you get, with the hybrid, you get gas mileage. 25 in the city, 28 highway with a big vehicle. And that Pathfinder 4-wheel drive or all-wheel drive could come in handy on the way home tonight.
Coming out of the UT timeout, a jumper from the right corner is a three-pointer for Raymond Taranis. And that's the first basket of the game for the United Township Panthers. 6-3, Galesburg by 3. Joe Williams into the game at that timeout. Bad pass by Williams, picked up by Taranis. Layup at the other end.
Oh, whatever Mark Polite said in the timeout must have done a little good. This is a new team that hit the court.
First turnover by the Silver Streaks. One of those live ball turnovers that Mike Reynolds talks about, with a bad pass way up high that leads to an uncontested layup at the other end. And in about 10 seconds coming out of the UT timeout, they pulled within one. Williams fakes from the left corner, tries to bounce it through the lane, and he turns it over again. Two possessions, turnover, two turnovers after Williams comes into the game. Keep in mind, this is his first conference game since coming off the 20-game suspension. He did play three tough games in the MLK tournament last weekend, but not a conference game, and now he fouls Grant Webb with a turnaround jumper in the lane. So a tough start to the conference season for Joe Williams, who's, let's see, a minute into the game, and he's got a foul and two turnovers.
Now, on the other side, you rarely see a timeout produce as good a results as what Mark Polite's timeout there in 30 seconds, because team has a whole lot of new life here all of a sudden.
We played a minute three since the timeout, and they've scored 6 points in that amount of time, and now 7 as Webb makes both free throws, and just like that, the Panthers have their first lead of the game at 7-6, and they have a full court press on here. Williams on the inbound to Denzel Jones. Grant Gibson, lob to Parks, and a dunk!
Shades of the last game we played over on different side of the basket this time for Parks, but the same result, a slam off the lob by Grant Gibson.
Lob from way out high from Gibson, for that matter, as well. He lofted that one from about 28 feet away. Here's a quick jumper by Mitchell. Can't hit the shot. Rebound goes off the glass, and another follow by Michael Taranis, and he's fouled by Jason Parks. So offensive rebounds produce a couple of free throws here for United Township.
Now, Parks needs a little help in there on the glass. I mean, he can do a lot, but it's right. Still nice to get somebody else down there in the paint. He really didn't have a whole lot of help that time trying to battle the tall United Township lineup.
Michael Taranas makes the first free throw, ties the game at 8. Second free throw, good as well. They're 4-for-4, looking very solid at the free throw line here in the early going. Panthers by 1, 9-8, 3:34 to go in the opening quarter. Second team foul on the Silver Streaks. Williams in the backcourt working against Mitchell. Good one-on-one battle there. Now Joe lost a handle on it, bringing across midcourt. That's 3 turnovers on the Silver Streaks, and they're all on Joe Williams coming into the game about a minute and a half ago, and he's going to sit down with Devin Ross back in to replace him.
Yep, no pat on the back either there. Mike Reynolds can't be too happy. Joe just came in very shaky from a ball handling standpoint in their opening minutes here.
Into the front court, Grant Webb. Into the game, Nate Zinke, a 6'6 junior for United Township. Ethan Meeker comes over, near pass up the sideline. Intended for Trevor May. Meeker knocks it out of bounds. 3:18 to go first quarter. 9-8 Panthers, UT with the ball. Only 1-3 in the conference. They've played some tough teams this year, and they've played those tough teams tough at times. Been blown out in some games as well, but have played better since the calendar turned to 2014. May with a jumper from the right baseline. Misses it. Parks out with a rebound. Outlet pass to Gibson. Driving down the lane and fouled by Grant Webb. Good foul by the UT junior guard to prevent Gibson from getting the uncontested layup. 4 rebounds already for Tyson Parks in this game. We played only 5 minutes.
Good strong rush to the rim by Grant Gibson that time with a herd trailing behind him. He felt the pressure and went up strong. Figured he'd probably get fouled, and he did.
First free throw is good. 3 points in the game for Gibson. Ties the game at 9. Somehow they gave that foul to Trevor May. So that is his first. First team foul on United Township. 2:59 to go. First quarter. Gibson makes both free throws. Puts the Streaks back on top, 10-9. And a tough pass picked off by Gibson. Nearly taken away by Raymond Taranis before Gibson got there, but the Streaks get the turnover. Now Meeker for 3. Off the front of the rim. Well short. And the rebound to Trevor May. UT pushing it into the front court. Mitchell driving in from the right side. He gets a shot up and in off the glass. Probably their most athletic player, the junior Lamont Mitchell at 6'5", gets his first basket of the game. Panthers by 1. Meeker on the left side working against Mitchell. Hands off to Gibson. Around the screen, reverses back to Meeker. Wide open 3. Good!
Meeker was well short on his first shot, but that one he measured off to the other side and nailed it.
We've had 5 lead changes and 3 ties already in this opening quarter. Streaks with a full court press leading by 2. And a timeout called by Mark Polite before the 10-second call is made. And UT has already burned 2 timeouts with still 2:11 to go in this first quarter. Silver Streaks by 2. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Find out about the activities that Costa Catholic Academy has planned for the community during National Catholic Schools Week next week. Tonight at 5:20 on the WGIL Evening News.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. 2:11 to go here in this opening quarter. Silver Streaks have already forced 2 United Township Panther timeouts. Galesburg leading by 2. 13-11, been an entertaining first quarter here tonight, Jim Lee.
Well, it has, and a little surprising in the fact that I've got the Streaks with 3 turnovers and the Panthers with just 1. I would have thought that United Township would have the more turnovers, and maybe they will before it's all over, but at this point, that's probably the most surprising statistic.
And here's another bad pass by the Panthers. Chased down into the front court. Parks steps over a man, misses the layup. Meeker with a putback and a foul. Silver Streaks forced the turnover just across half court. Tyson out-battled his man to come away with a turnover. And then in a lot of traffic, it wasn't a smooth run to the for the run out, but he missed the shot, and there was Meeker. Johnny on the spot for the rebound putback and the three-point play with the basket, and the Streaks lead by 5.
Yeah, so Tyson, by missing the basket, actually gained us an extra point,
right,
as it turned out.
16-11 Galesburg. Full court press still on, causing the Panthers some problems. May ducks underneath Gibson, drives other end, pulls up at the free throw line, dumps it off under the basket, and a miss by Dalton Oaks into the game and knocked out of bounds on the rebound, and UT will get it back. 1:43 to go, opening quarter, 16-11. Galesburg on top by five. Their biggest lead has been six. Panthers' biggest lead so far has been just one. Here's another bad pass on the inbound. Meeker with the steal. Gibson down the right side of the lane. Shot up off the glass. Won't go down, but he's fouled. And Gibson will go right back to the line shooting two free throws.
Thought we were going to have another and one right there. Gibson nearly got that shot down. And United Township learned a lesson there. You try and lob over the...
Jim talking about seeing another and one. Grant Gibson had five of those in the first half last week against Rock Island when he scored 26 points. Gets the first free throw here. Second one off the back of the rim. Rebound by Lamont Mitchell for United Township. 17-11, Galesburg by six, matching their biggest lead here in the opening quarter. 90 seconds to play. May with a dribble out high. Works it over to the right side. Quick three by Mitchell. Too long. Rebound on the weak side to Denzel Jones. Outlet pass into the front court to Gibson. Bounces it left side under the wing. Meeker for three. Good again!
Now we're rolling.
20-11. Galesburg by nine. They've scored 11 straight.
When did Denzel Jones ever get up for that rebound on the weak side there that led that break?
Minute to go. First quarter. Silver Streaks by nine. Biggest lead of the night here in the early going. Dalton Oaks on the outside. Pass right side over to Grant Webb working against Devin Ross. May around a man on the outside. Drives into the lane. Scoops it up. I don't know if that was intended shot or not, but it found Toronto's on the left side. He missed the shot. Then wide open, May flashing down the left side. Picks up the rebound and puts it back up and in. 20-13. Silver Streaks by seven. Meeker skips it up top, left to right. Gibson fires a three. That one is good. Streaks knocking it down from the outside.
And if you're UT, you're going, my gosh, how do we stop this outfit? The Streaks are stroking it and now force another turnover.
Gibson shoots at the free throw line. Too long. Rebound deflected out. Four United Township jerseys there. They couldn't get it. Meeker for three. That won't go. And again, United Township bats the rebound away from each other, and the Streaks are going to get it back after it goes out of bounds.
Well, as we said at the outset, the Panthers, they can't afford to give up 23 points in a quarter to us or anybody. They're just not that offensively skilled to be able to keep up that pace.
Silver Streaks leading by 10, final 10 seconds of the opening quarter. Meeker at the top of the circle, drives, dishes, lost the handle on it on the way up, picked off by Raymond Taranis. Across midcourt, Webb for three off the back of the rim. That's the end of the first quarter. 23-13, Galesburg by 10. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers. I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
There are great properties for sale in Galesburg and the surrounding areas that you might not be aware of because they're for sale by owner. If you or someone you know is looking for a different house, go to galesburg.info. Click on keyword FISBO for all the details.
When winter weather hits, trust the WGIL news team to bring you the latest delays and cancellations. Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Really good opening quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks after an early United Township timeout. When the Panthers rallied from a six-point deficit to take a one-point lead, we had a little give-and-take back and forth, and the Streaks scored 11 straight points in the lead by 10 at the end of the first quarter. Lots gone right for the Silver Streaks here, Jim, in opening quarter number one.
Well, and I had them 9 out of 14 from the field. And a couple of times they got offensive rebounds on that. So not a perfect offensive quarter, but pretty close. four three-pointers in there. Gibson shooting for another one.
Top of the circle, off the back of the rim. Rebound. Ross got a hand on it, deflected it out of bounds, knocking it away from Raymond Taranas. Panthers had fewer turnovers than the Silver Streaks, but they got off to a cold start, did not shoot very well here on their home floor in this conference game.
And a steal as Williams able to poke it away, and now we've got a foul on United Township as the ball hits the floor. Williams gets up hobbling a little bit. He'll be all right, and the ball will belong to the Silver Streaks underneath their own basket.
I had United Township 4 of 15 in that opening quarter. Is that right, Jim?
Yep, that's right.
So after the fourth Panther turnover, inbound to Tyson Parks, left of the lane, gives it right back to Devin Ross, who didn't get across the baseline in time. He lobbed it into Tyson, then he kind of lingered for a little bit. And when Parks gave it right back to him, Devin still wasn't inbound. So that's the fifth Galesburg turnover. Streaks with the full court press. I think Ethan got a little pop on the chin. Three-pointer from the left wing is good for Raymond Taranas. And UT trying to start the rally back now. Down 7, 23-16, early seconds of the second quarter. Gibson out high, right side onto the wing to Meeker, right in front of the UT bench. On the outside, Joe Williams. Had a rough game here coming off the bench. Tough pass, soft pass intended for Gibson, and he loses it from the backside. Javen Goodwin stole it away, and then Grant trying to get it back fouls him. So the turnover compounded by the foul, and the Silver Streaks get their fourth team foul.
Now, this Panther team looks a lot better than the one we saw at the Thanksgiving tournament, but of course part of that is because they didn't have a number of their players. They were pretty awful there at Thanksgiving. This team's got a little more offensive prowess than the one we saw then.
And now we got another hand check foul called on the Silver Streaks up on the near side, and that'll be the second foul of the game on Joe Williams, who's had a rough night getting back into conference play. With 54 seconds gone here in the second quarter, Joe didn't even start the game, and he's back on the bench with two fouls now. Dribbling it across midcourt, Webb after the inbound goes into the backcourt. This is Goodwin with it, drives right side, pulls up 18-footer off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected into the hands of Grant Gibson for his fourth rebound. Silver Streaks with it into the front court. Denzel Jones reaches behind, gets the pass, and now a foul on the floor. I think it'll be against Goodwin on the opposite side as Denzel started to drive in from the perimeter. First foul of the game on Javen Goodwin, and the fifth team foul against the Panthers.
Referee Marty Flaherty makes the call. It's his crew. I saw him sitting up in the bleachers in the sophomore game, and I had to do a double take. He was up there all by himself. I looked up and said, Marty, I don't recognize you without the black and white stripes on. Very rare that I've seen him, but he was just relaxed and kicking back. I think he likes being incognito a little bit when you're an official. You get enough attention.
Officials timeout stops the action here for a little bit. Mark Polite, the head coach of the Panthers, saw something on the floor. So they stop things to get that cleared up, wiped off, and that allows Keegan Wenskunas to come back into the game for United Township. On the inbounds, out high to Denzel Jones, left side under the wing to Devin Ross. He'll dribble it back out. Meeker comes out high for the pass. Ethan leading the streaks and scoring with 11 in the first quarter. Here's Denzel Jones, right corner three, in and out. And the rebound to Raymond Taranas for United Township. Silver Streaks lead 23-16. We played a minute and a half of the second quarter here at the Panther Den. Galesburg will have a run of home games. Talk about a skate. Long pass deflected out of bounds. We'll mention it now, Jim, with the DeKalb game.
Yeah, that was a blessing. We found out today that DeKalb cannot host us up there on February the 8th, that Saturday night. They're having a wrestling regional, as it turns out. And so they'll be coming down to our place. So instead of going to Moline and DeKalb back-to-back that weekend, we'll still go to Moline, but we'll have a home game with the Barbs, which is a very welcome piece of information we got from Athletic Director Ralph Henning today.
After this game tonight on the road at UT, the Silver Streaks will play five of their final seven regular season games at home with that DeKalb switch. Pass through the lane, deflected away by Tyson Parks, knocked out of bounds by United Township. Streaks forced the fifth Panther turnover.
Yeah, Panthers were just a turnover waiting to happen there. That ball was bouncing all over the floor, and a number of people had their hands on it, but not for long, and the Streaks get it back. Still looking for their first points here in the second quarter.
But still leading by seven as well. We're under 6 minutes to go before halftime. 23-16 Galesburg. Ross right side to Ethan Meeker. Moline and Rock Island playing tonight along with Quincy at Alleman. Keep you updated on those games as the night goes along here. Denzel Jones out high. Inside the arc, gets it right side over to Logan Davis, who's checked back into the game. Drives to Denzel, all the way in from the right side. Missed it. Rebound put back Gibson.
Heck of a hustle play by Grant Gibson. He could have just stood there and thought, well, Denzel's going in for a a layup, I'll just watch it. But he didn't. He followed it, and that's part of the reason Grant Gibson is so high up in the scoring column, not because he always is the best shooter, but because he keeps himself around the basket.
Double figures with that basket. He's got 10. Meeker with 11. Silver Streaks lead 25-16, and another turnover by United Township. A pass from the right side. Toronto's on the left side. Started a flashed out, then cut back into the basket, and the pass went behind him out of bounds. So the Silver Streaks get it right back. Gibson into the front court to Logan Davis with Meeker, Jones, and Ross on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Gillsburg playing small right now. Meeker on the left wing, trying to find an opening in that man defense for the Panthers. Here's Ethan down the lane, a reach-in ball knocked away. Taranis gets it back out to Winskunas, and the Panthers into the front court. They've caught the Silver Streaks some problems. Down the lane, May with a layup all the way up and in. Seven Gillsburg turnovers and a basket at the other end for United Township. Silver Streaks by seven and a quick blocking foul at the other end. Taran has planted himself in the lane trying to draw the charge. Instead, it's his second foul and the fifth team foul on UT.
Many times the best way to counter is to come back down with a fury, and that's exactly what Grant Gibson did that time. He got himself to the line.
3 for 4 from the line is Grant Gibson in this game. First one up and in and out. Gibson comes into the game averaging 73% from the free throw line. He's 3 for 5 tonight. Again, 10 points in the game. 7-point Gillsburg lead. We're not even halfway through the second quarter yet. Second one up and in.
In the last possession, Ethan Meeker trying to penetrate a little more, which we like. I think that makes his game that much better, but he was trying to drive between two people. And you got to be a pretty accomplished dribbler, keep the ball low to the floor to get that done.
Bad pass on the deflection. Meeker with the steal, and then he's fouled, bringing it across midcourt. And that'll be number 2 on the game against Grant Webb. And that's the 7th team foul on United Township. And it'll put Meeker at the line, shooting a 1-1 here after the 7th Panther turnover.
Yeah, they've got more turnovers and shot attempts here in the second quarter so far. They're probably fortunate to be within 8. Ethan Meeker will try and make it 9 or 10 here.
The 1-1, first one is good. Meeker's free throw percentage up over 58% now, after he has struggled much of the season. He had a good tournament from the free throw line, and the second free throw here rattles through. Maybe he's got that shot back now from the line. The Streaks are going to need that as the season goes along, especially if they're going to have any kind of run in the postseason. 10-point Gillsburg lead, 4:20 to go here in the first half. On the outside, Winskunas drives left side, ball pass juggled on the left wing. Two Silver Streaks converge, reach in, get the steal, and Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout after Denzel Jones and Logan Davis battled for the ball and came up with it.
Yeah, I thought they were going to call a jump ball there, but Mike was quick to realize the possession and take the 30-second timeout with 4:13 to go here in the second quarter.
That prevents the jump ball from being held once Gillsburg got down low on the floor and took it away. And the possession arrow will keep it, actually will favor the United Township Panthers. So that actually keeps the turnover in Gillsburg's possession. And it allows the Silver Streaks to set something up in this 30-second timeout. And with 4:13 to go in the first half, try to come out and build on a 10-point lead here. It's Ross, Meeker, Gibson, Davis, and Jones for the Silver Streaks. For United Township, Webb, Winskunas, Goodwin, Mitchell, who's been held quiet offensively, and Raymond Taranis. Mitchell, the leading scorer for the Panthers at about 12 a game, has just one bucket here in the early going. On the outside, Meeker tries to spin at the top of the arc, now backs away. Loses his man on the outside, drives, floater up and in with the right hand.
Well, Ethan's doing some nice things tonight. He's much more aggressive to the basket than we've seen him recently.
12-point is the Gillsburg lead. Meeker with 15 of the game, and another bad pass by United Township up and over the top of Winskunas. At half court, going left side, right side. He went up as high as he could, but went off his hands out of bounds on the sideline. 6 Panther turnovers here in the second quarter.
Yeah, and those have all come even with Joe Williams on the bench. We talked about what a difference maker he is, but he's not been tonight. The rest of the team has forced UT, and it's mostly coming in their half court. It's not even in the back court. They're turning the ball over. Yes, 6 turnovers, only 3 shot attempts here in the second quarter for UT.
Speaking of Joe Williams, he's back on the floor with Tyson Parks, as Ross and Davis sit down for the Silver Streaks. On the outside, Meeker. Right side over to Gibson. Wide open. 3 is on the mark, but short. Hits off the front of the rim. Mitchell with a rebound for UT. Grant couldn't have been any more open, but the Silver Streaks can't build on the lead. They still lead by 12. 3.5 minutes to go first half. Winskunas on the outside, left side. Now down the right side of the lane, Mitchell. Raymond Taranis on the outside, tries to deflect it back out. Tipped pass off the hands of Meeker. Quick pass to the left side. Shot rolls off, and the rebound by United Township put back. That's too strong, and still they come out with another crack at it. Javen Goodwin just out-hustled and out-battled the Silver Streaks down low. Skip pass up top over to the right side to Winskunas. The lead is a dozen. Silver Streaks got beat on the offensive glass. Now a long three by Mitchell's way off the mark to the right, and Denzel Jones gets his third rebound. Gibson scoops it back out to Joe Williams. He's wide open. He'll fire the three, and that one rolls off. Mitchell with a rebound, his third.
Was the last year up here the Winskunas kid got hot on us, or was that 2 years ago? Because he had the game of his career, I think, that night.
I think it was 2 years ago. I think he was just a sophomore.
I think maybe they won that game because we beat him both times last year.
Mitchell down the lane, had a hard time handling the ball. He juggled it, still managed to get the shot off. And then the Silver Streaks rebounded after he missed. Here's a left side drive by Meeker and an offensive foul. Nope, they're going to call a reach-in foul. Taranis was there waiting, trying to draw the charge, but I think they're going to get somebody on the arm on the drive, and it'll be against Winskunas, his first. And Meeker will be back to the line shooting a 1-1 with 2:09 to go in the first half.
Yeah, Ethan has been so active offensively here. And it's been the game plan coming in because I don't think normally that's his M.O. He'll go in sometimes, but it looks like every time he touches the ball, he's looking for that opportunity to penetrate.
For the game, more than half of the Streaks' points at 31-18 with 2:09 to go. Second free throw off the back of the rim, and the rebound by the Panthers. Silver Streaks by 13, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Mitchell on the outside, double team, wide open down the left side, up and in goes Javen Goodwin.
Yeah, we need to fix that. That's been open quite a bit here in this first half. They haven't always exploited it. They've missed some easy shots, but they've had some wide open looks in that spot on the court.
Goodwin especially has had a number of those easy shots down low. That's the first one he's converted here in the second quarter. Meeker works his way around the right side of the arc. Williams reverses left back to Gibson. Drives in the lane. One-hand floater. Banks it in off the glass. Gibson with five in the quarter. 15 for the game. And the Silver Streaks lead 33-20. Quick pass down the left side. Here's Goodwin again. Fouled by Tyson Parks since he was open on the low blocks. And the basket gives him a chance at a three-point play.
I don't know whether Tyson's just getting sucked up into the lane a little bit too high because there was that same play, and all he could do was go over and try and contest it. Ended up giving him a chance for a three-point play.
So Goodwin to the line, back-to-back baskets. Again, he had a number of shots there earlier, especially after he rebounded his own miss. And now the missed free throw, and it's deflected all the way back out. And the United Township Panthers get another crack at it. And a long three from the outside by Winskunas won't go. Gibson with a rebound. Outlet to Meeker. No look pass through the lane. It's deflected away. Parks back out to Gibson for three. Off the rim. Jones with a rebound. Double clutch. Up and in, and a foul.
Another one of those that could have gone different ways, and it ends up the best way for the Silver Streaks to get the and one from Denzel, who went way up for the rebound, and I'm not sure how he ever got that thing up high off the glass and down, because he was fouled pretty hard as he was heading down to the floor, but still had the strength to get it up there.
35-22, Galesburg, and Jones finishes off the three-point play. He's got five. And the Silver Streaks lead, biggest lead of the game, with a minute six to go in the opening half. Full court pressure on by the Silver Streaks, wearing those smoky gray road uniforms that Jim and I like so much that the Silver Streaks premiered this year. Right side open three, Raymond Chiranis. A little bit short on the three. It goes high up off the backboard support, and that's out of bounds back to Galesburg. So a quick three, and just like that, Galesburg's going to get it back. Now UT with a little full-court pressure of their own, but they'll back off Devin Ross, walking it across the midcourt. Five white jerseys get back into the half-court defensively. Ross dribbles to the left wing. Now Gibson found an opening. Right side of the free throw line extended. Missed it. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Jones. Fade away off the glass. That won't go. Gibson with a putback, and he's fouled. Two free throws coming for Gibson.
Gibson and Denzel continue to be very active on the glass here. 38 seconds to go before the half. Just got a note, halftime over at Alleman tonight. Quincy leading, but not by as much as you might think. 30-23 at the break, according to Jim Wyman, who's over there tonight.
And Gibson misses the free throw. This is an Alleman team that scored only 29 last week in a loss to United Township. They've already got 23 in the first half against Quincy, huh? Foul, by the way, on Lamont Mitchell. His first for United Township. Gibson's second free throw is good. Silver Streaks have cooled off after a hot start at the free throw line, but they still extended the lead here. It was 10 at the first quarter. It's now 15, 37-22 with 38.5 seconds to go in the first half. Full court pressure. Meeker goes for the steal. That allows the Panthers to bring it across midcourt. Now they do get it across as Galesburg continued to battle with help from Gibson. Now bounce pass goes to the left side to Mitchell. Under 30 seconds to go in the first half. Meeker with a guard poked away into the backcourt, chased down by the Panthers. 15-point Galesburg lead as we wind down the first half. On the right side it goes to Taranis. Now into the corner, Mitchell dribbles it back out, working his way to the free throw line, gets off to Goodwin, fires a three over Ross, missed it, rebound Gibson, 7 seconds to go, ball on the floor, kicked away, picked up by the Panthers, right side Goodwin, back up and in with 2 seconds to go. 37-24, and that's halftime. Silver Streaks and the Panthers head to the locker room. Mike Reynolds frustrated that things didn't turn out any better there at the end of the first half, but Galesburg still leads by a baker's dozen. 37-24 at the half. When we come back, take a look at the first half statistics, tell you a little bit about individual score, and we get a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Galesburg 37, Panthers 24. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The City Bus Transfer Point downtown is permanently located at the corner of Prairie and Main Streets near the Sandberg Annex and Azer Medical Supply due to construction of the Seminary Kellogg Overpass Project. New semi-enclosed bus shelters for the blue, green, and red gold routes will be built at this location in the near future. For bus routes and fare details, find them on Facebook. Just search Galesburg Transit.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at the Panther Den at United Township High School in East Moline. Silver Streaks got off to a good start. Panthers rallied back with 7 straight points to take a lead. We went back and forth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lead changes in the first quarter. And then the Silver Streaks went on an 11-0 run, led by 10 at the end of the first quarter. It's 13, the halftime lead, 37-24 over the United Township Panthers, which come in with a record of just 6-16 and 1-3 in the Western Big Six. The Panthers have battled hard, Jim, but Silver Streaks still done enough right here in this first quarter. They've out-hustled. They've certainly used their athleticism to their advantage and didn't get rattled when the Panthers put a little good run on them there in the first half. And Silver Streaks got to the free throw line. That helped in the second quarter as well. So despite some issues, I still like the way Galesburg's playing here in this first half.
Yeah, and, you know, we're shooting the ball adequately. We got off to a really hot start there. We were dropping free balls in the first quarter. That cooled off a little bit in the second, but then, as you said, it was a matter of hard work, getting after it, keeping the ball alive, getting some second-chance opportunities, getting some free throws. And Ethan Meeker off to his best offensive start in a game all season long. He's had a big first half here as well.
Take a look at the first half statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, where you deserve to be comfortable in your home and not miserable when you get the bill. Jim, again, a the way things have gone here, a lot of these numbers favor the Silver Streaks at halftime.
Silver
Streaks, you might expect, leading by 13.
Yeah, 46% from the field, 12 out of 26 so far for Galesburg. United Township, 9 of 27, 33% clip for the Panthers. Haven't had a chance to compare rebounding totals. Might be a ways off. I've got the Silver Streaks, let's see, 10 defensive, 8 offensive, so 18 total.
Yes.
And the Panthers right now, let's see, 9, 7, 16 total rebounds. So a lot of caroms for both teams here so far in the first half. Turnovers, United Township did pretty well. It took them quite a while to get that first turnover, but once they did, they got in the swing of it, thank goodness. 10 turnovers here at the half now, and the Silver Streaks with half of that total, I think, at 5.
From the three-point arc, United Township is 2 of 6. Silver Streaks are 3 of 8. Galesburg's gotten to the free-throw line a lot. 10 of 14 from the free-throw line at halftime. Panthers are 4 of 5. Silver Streaks lead by 13, 37-24. We'll look at the individual scoring. When we come back, we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Galesburg 37, UT 24 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Lori Plunk for WGIL. A Bates Black and Chrome Biker Ball is Saturday, February 8th from 8 p.m. till midnight in the Kensington Ballroom. Live music and dancing for $30 or choose $5 general admission. Get ticket info and contacts on the calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast includes a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 tomorrow morning. Snow tonight, we could see an inch of accumulation. Areas of blowing snow as well, with wind gusts around 35 miles per hour. Overnight low tonight of 24. Sunny and blustery tomorrow, high of 26 early on. The temperatures fall into the single digits tomorrow afternoon. And wind chill reading 0 to 10 below 0. Chance for more snow tomorrow night, especially after midnight. Could see 1 to 3 inches. Currently, it is 28 at WGIL.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halftime at the Panther Den, Galesburg leads United Township 37-24. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here in this opening half. Raymond Chiranas leads the Panthers with 8. Javen Goodwin has 6. Trevor May off the bench with 4. Next up, Grant Webb, Michael Chiranas, and Lamont Mitchell each with 2. Again, Mitchell the leading scorer on the season for the Panthers. And the Streaks have held him to just 2 on 1 of 6 shooting. Nate Zinke, Dalton Oaks, Keegan Wenskunas have played but have not scored for the Panthers. For the Silver Streaks, 30 of their 37 points come from two players. Ethan Meeker's got the hot hand tonight. He's missed only two shots. He's 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 4 from three-point range, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Meeker leads the way for the Silver Streaks with 16. Grant Gibson has 14. Denzel Jones, 5. Tyson Parks, 2. Accounts for the remainder of the 37 points for the Silver Streaks. Devin Ross, Logan Davis, Joe Williams have not scored for the Silver Streaks. Gibson leads all rebounders with 8. Denzel Jones have 5 for the Silver Streaks and 4 for Tyson Parks. And the Silver Streaks winning the rebounding battle so far in the early going as well. Again, we'll try to keep you updated on scores from around the Western Big Six. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Again at the half, Quincy with a slight edge on Holloman by 6 at the half. And let's see, looks like we're still checking on a score for sure from the Moline-Rocky game. And, of course, that's the one we're really watching very closely, with Rock Island getting that victory over the Silver Streaks last week. Puts them all alone in first place at 4-0, and the Streaks a game back at 3-1. But the Maroons have been playing better. So with that game being played at Wharton Fieldhouse. Rockies had some issues on the road this year, and we now do have a halftime score. And the Maroons lead the Rocks 33-23. Moline got off to just a 17-16 lead at the end of one, but then outscored the Rocks by 9 in the second quarter, and they lead at the half 33-23. So good news for the Silver Streaks there. If that can continue, Rockridge leads Sherrard. Rockridge, the number one team in the state, leading Sherrard 23-12 at the half. Our halftime interview with Coach Steve Cheeseman brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Let's go down to the sideline where Jim Lee is waiting.
Okay, well, Steve, 13 up at the half, but probably still some things to work on?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to make sure that we secure rebounds. They're attacking us on the glass. We've got to make sure to secure rebounds, take a clear-out dribble if we have to, but not leave our man, you know, where he's attacked with that. We've got to come back and help here. On the offensive end, keep running some offense. If it breaks down a little, don't jack up a shot so quickly. Let's just keep running the offense and look for our traps out here when we got it, and look for them to trap us as well.
Ethan had a big first half. Was that by design?
No, I mean, you know, we feel like we got five guys that can score. It's a matter of where the shot comes and where it flows in the offense, and he happened to be the one and stepped up and got it done.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Chip.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. And just about ready to start the second half. United Township will have the ball on the alternating possession. It goes into the backcourt to Grant Webb, along with Lamont Mitchell, Michael Taranas, Raymond Taranas, and Keegan Wenskunas starts the second half for UT. A missed jumper just inside the top of the arc. Rebound picked up off the floor by Grant Gibson after the miss by Grant Webb on the opposite end. For the Silver Streaks, it's Ross, Jones, Gibson, Meeker, and Parks. Same five who started all season long through the first 24 games for the Silver Streaks. Down the lane, Jones, a no-look bounce pass, and Tyson Parks can't hit from the right low blocks, but he's fouled with two free throws coming. Free throws have been an issue for Tyson this season. He comes in at less than 50% on the season, 26 of 53 from the line, 49.1% from the line for Tyson Parks. First one up, and he got more arch on that one than we've seen recently, but it's still off the back of the rim. The foul on Michael Taranas is his first for United Township, and fouls continue to be an issue for the Panthers. Gillsburg was in the bonus for quite a while in that first half as Parks makes a second free throw, and a foul only 30 seconds into the second half for the Panthers. 38-24, Gillsburg by 14. Into the front court, left side. Michael Taranas juggles it. Parks pounces on it with the steal. Jones across midcourt. Ross drives in. Right-hand floater comes up short. There was a little bit of contact there. I think he was anticipating it, and he didn't finish off the shot. Now Gibson from the backside of Webb gets the steal. Bounce pass leading to Ross, and it gets pushed out of bounds from the backside, and Devin will shoot a couple of free throws.
Yeah, that was pretty close. They might have almost called that intentional because that was dangerous. He didn't even try and put the shot up as the bleachers aren't too far beyond the baseline there. He was just trying to protect himself. So they get two free throws, but no intentional.
Second foul of the game on the senior, Keegan Wenskunas, against the sophomore, Devin Ross, who hasn't shot a whole lot of free throws this season. 27 through 23 games. And the first free throw is good. He comes in at 63% on the season. That's the first point of the game for Devin Ross. Matches the biggest leader for the Silver Streaks at 39-24. Javen Goodwin back in for United Township, replacing Michael Taranas. And Ross makes them both. Now that's the biggest lead for Gillsburg at 40-24. Full court pressure is on, coming off the make. Mitchell juggles it in the backcourt, skips it right side back over to Webb across midcourt. To Goodwin on the right wing, dribbles left, shoots a 19-footer, and drains it. He's made four straight shots after he missed his first three of the game.
He's going down there to the court at halftime, ran into Steve Younts, former head coach of the Panthers. Ah.
And while you were down there, Jim, we got an update from Wharton Fieldhouse where Moline leads Rocky by 10 at halftime, 33-23.
Wow. They put 33 up in the first half, huh?
Gibson on the right side and held Rocky to 23. That's as impressive as anything. Denzel with a fadeaway from the right wing, a little bit too strong on the shot. Parks battles for the rebound, gets it back. Meeker drives. Now Gibson, left side over to Meeker for three, and he airballs it. Well short. Ross with the save under the basket. He saves it out to Parks, and we got a foul. With a little push on the outside by Mitchell will be his second. So a couple of offensive rebounds produce another chance for the Silver Streaks.
You know, we're not as crisp, I don't think, as we were over the King tournament last three games, but our effort is certainly there. We're keeping a lot of possessions alive after misses.
Gibson in the left corner dribbles it back out. Bounce pass in the lane. Parks trying to post up. Forces up a shot with a basket and a foul. Tyson battled hard for that one, and his strength helped him get the shot up and in, and an and one.
And over a much bigger defender that time as well. So Parks hasn't had a lot of points tonight, but as always, he's doing a lot of the hard work in the paint.
Third foul of the game on Raymond Chiranas at 6'5", and Parks' free throw rims in and out. Chiranas with a rebound. Silver Streaks have built the lead by 16 now at 42-26, and a foul on Galesburg into the front court, trying to draw the trap against Grant Webb coming up the near side, and that's going to be a hand check foul as the first foul of the second half against Devin Ross, his second for the game.
Teams were a little late getting out of the locker room at halftime. When the Streaks got out there, there were no basketballs. They're looking around and had to go back into the deep corner to find the rack. Well, then by the time they finally pushed the rack of balls out, the buzzer went off, and they start the second half.
No-look pass cutting in from the left side. Webb too hard off Mitchell out of bounds. 12 turnovers on UT. And they come out a little shaky here in the second half, just like they started the first half.
You know, they had one or two little punches there in the first half, but I think it's becoming evident to them that they're just not going to outscore Galesburg. They might have a run or two, but they just cannot compete with us on the defensive end.
And the Streaks break the full court press quickly, and Grant Gibson fouled heading into the basket. Third foul of the game on Lamont Mitchell. And we've played not even 2.5 minutes of this second half, Jim. That's already 5 team fouls on UT. Third of the game on Mitchell and his second in this half. Free throw by Gibson is off to the left.
Well, some schools are just known for a certain type of play, and they'll even perpetuate that through numerous coaches. In United Township, I can't remember a time ever coming up here and not being in the bonus. I mean, it's always been a very physical game, and not so much us this time around. They're just not able to move their feet and keep up with the Streaks.
Streaks have built the lead to 17, driving all the way in from the right side. A blocking foul and a basket by Trevor May. Not good defense by the Silver Streaks after UT broke the press. And they did not come over anywhere near enough to stop Trevor May from blasting it right down the right side of that lane in an and-one chance. Second foul of the game on Tyson Parks. May to the line, makes a free throw. He's got 5 of the night now. Make it 7. 43-29, Galesburg by 14. Full court press by the Panthers, trying to trap it, and a good reach out by May. Gets the steal and a bad pass by Ross, and another foul as May takes it in from the right side, and Devin quickly picks up his third foul.
Yeah, Devin's had a tough trip down the court, had a hand check there a little while ago, and now a body foul there on May, who's just got a three-point play and can get 2 more here and bring the Panthers back to life.
Joe Williams, who's not had a good night for the Silver Streaks, is going to replace Ross on the floor here. May makes the first free throw.
Yeah, it's not been a good night for either Ross or Williams in a number of ways tonight, but still, we're up 13 on the scoreboard.
And May makes it both. So he's got a flurry here. 5 points in the third quarter. 9 for the game now. UT crawls within 12 and a bad pass on the inbound.
Wow.
Knocked away and stolen away by the Panthers, who are going to get it right in front of their student section. And Mike Reynolds calls timeout. A full timeout with 5:27 to go in the third quarter. UT a chance to get back within single digits. 43-31 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Ashley Blake with WGIL with this reminder. CASA needs volunteers. Could you have what it takes to advocate for abused or neglected children? Training classes begin soon. To become a court-appointed special advocate, check our calendar for more information at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Now the Streaks have hit a major speed bump here in the third quarter.
For the baseball enthusiast to appreciate it.
Built the lead up to 17 at 43-26. To cut that 12-point deficit down even a little bit more. On the inbound, right left of the basket. So the Streaks didn't even get it close to getting it across midcourt. So the Panthers got it right back underneath their own basket. On the outside, Webb working against Williams. Top of the arc, wide open, Raymond Chiranas for 3. And they do get it down to 9 at 43-34.
We've got no one to blame but ourselves. Sloppy ball handling has let UT come back in this.
An 8-0 run to cut the lead down to 9. Across midcourt, Jones. Left corner, Meeker for 3. That one's well short. And after having the hot hand in the first half, Ethan's come up well short on his first 2 basket attempts of the second half. And now here's UT back on offense.
And all we've got so far in this quarter, what, 6 free throws? I don't think we have a field goal yet, do we?
Parks has a field goal.
That's right, he had the putback, didn't he?
Down the right side, May cut off this time with a help side defense. Back out to Taranas, pulls Parks away from the basket. Now left side over to Goodwin. He'll get it back out to May. Approaching the 4.5-minute mark of the third quarter, Silver Streaks lead by 9. But the Panthers with the ball here, trying to rally back. Webb on the outside. Taranas on the right wing. Bounces it into the lane. Pull-up jumper by Mitchell. Short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it's off Grant Gibson. Thought Mitchell poked it away from the backside, but Marty Flaherty right there to make the call aggressively and quickly. Another chance at it for East Moline. Webb lobs it to the outside. To Taranas. Driving in from the right side. May all the way down the lane. Too strong off the backboard. And then the rebound deflected over to Grant Gibson. Outlets to Ethan Meeker. Bad pass, but Ethan got there first. Shovels it off to Tyson. Lays it up and in. 5 points in the quarter. 7 for the game for Tyson Parks. And the Streaks dodged a major bullet there. I don't know how they missed that one. And now a blocking foul called. I think this will be on Joe Williams. And he is just not... he's just not present mentally tonight. That's a 3rd foul on Joe and very limited playing time.
It's like with a Snickers commercial where you need to have this. You're just not yourself. He needs a Snickers tonight.
3:53 to go. We're halfway through the third quarter. 45-34, Galesburg by 11. On the right side, Raymond Taranas got past Parks, fires a 3 and drains it. 45-37, Panthers crawl a bit closer down 8. Williams into the front court with a left hand. Draws a double team. Through the lane. Parks up and in. Beautiful look from the outside. And a quick 30-second timeout called by Mike Reynolds.
A couple of big baskets to United Township at bay here through this third quarter run.
Puts Galesburg back up by 10. 3:32 to go in the third quarter. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to East Moline tonight as we travel in a 2014 Nissan Pathfinder and a hybrid edition, Jim.
Yes, it is. It's got the great gas mileage you'd expect from a hybrid. No, it's not going to get you a Prius 40 or 50, but for a big vehicle like this to get you 25 city and 28 highway, I mean, what a great piece of engineering and designing by Nissan. And I believe they were telling me at the dealership this is the first true Nissan hybrid, and they've got it in the Pathfinder. And stop out. It's a gorgeous vehicle as well. And everything on the inside, all the comforts that you'd want. And let's stop by and take a look. Black leather seating inside. All the modern options with GPS. Enjoyed the Sirius satellite radio coming up. And stop by and take a look at that 2014 Nissan Pathfinder Hybrid at Galesburg Nissan.
3:15 to go, third quarter. UT coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Driving, Webb, short on the shot. Rebound, Parks. 3-on-1 break for the Silver Streaks. Gibson dumps it off to Meeker, who's fouled as UT gets back defensively. And Coach Mike Reynolds likes that coming out of that 30-second timeout.
Parks just barely able to thread the needle there and get that ball to Gibson out on the break. Nearly got intercepted, but just enough. Grant had to come back for it briefly, slowed down the break. May have cost us the layup, but Meeker still gets 2 free throws.
And the first one up and in. First point of the second half for Meeker at 16 in the first half. 5-for-6 from the free throw line as the Streaks sophomore shooting guard. It's 48-37, Galesburg by 11. And it stays there as the second free throw rattles in and out. Mitchell with a rebound for United Township. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks by 11. That's 16 fouls on United Township. Third of the game on Keegan Wenskunas off the bench for the Panthers. He has it now in front of head coach Mark Polite, right side into the corner. To Webb, trying to spin on Parks, drives baseline, threads the needle along the baseline to Mitchell, who reaches back with the right hand and flips it up and in for his second basket of the game. 48-39, Galesburg by 9. Streaks trying to break the full court press. Williams into the front court, Meeker into the lane. Left corner, Gibson for 3.
Grant with that dial-up shot, you call it. He just kind of a side-turning shot from the corner. Again, not one that you see everybody shoot that style, but he makes it work so often, and that time a big 3 from the corner from the second leading scorer in Galesburg history.
And a timeout called by Mark Polite as there was not much offensive movement in the half court. This will be a 30-second timeout by the Panthers with 2:17 to go in the third quarter. Galesburg by 12, 51-39. 4 in the quarter for Grant Gibson, 18 for the game. Meeker with 17, 35 of the streak's 51 points, and Tyson Parks with 7 here in the third quarter.
You know, United Township, probably three different stages of this game, has had little runs. Early on, we got up 6-0. They came back, went up 7-6.
Seven in a row, yep.
They had a little push there in the second quarter for a while, got their crowd into it. And then here at this point, streak's able to withstand another run. Now our lead is 11 and trying to build on it there.
12, actually, at 51-39. After the streaks were up 17, and I think maybe that's as much of the reason for the timeout here as anything, is you got the lead down to 8. Let's not fall behind by 15 again. Let's make sure we run a good offensive set here, stay in this game. And Mark Polite, I'm sure, is thinking if we can put on another run in the fourth quarter, then they are truly back in this game. Down 12 with the ball here, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Up top, Taranis, quick three. Got the hot hand, but that one's off the rim. Williams with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Meeker up the near side. Stops at the right wing with a dribble. Up top to Joe Williams. Joe with the dribble. Works his way to the right side of the arc. Now he'll reverse directions back at the volleyball spike line. Left side. Williams with it again. Up top to Grant Gibson. Top of the arc. Dribbles to the outside. Webb comes out to defend. Now Williams will work his way to the right side with Gibson running baseline. Logan Davis back into the game, comes to the outside. Nearly stolen away by Taranis. Batted out of bounds. Davis went to get it back, and he knocked it out of bounds. So UT does force the turnover, the 11th of the game against the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds, wondering like the rest of us were, why Logan ever bothered to go touch that ball. It was clearly going to be Galesburg's basketball. He must have thought that the UT player was going to get over there. Scorer's table.
Moline still with an 8-point lead over Rock Island at the end of three quarters at Wharton Fieldhouse. Down low, Lamont Mitchell got a step on Grant Gibson, turns, banks it up and in with the right hand. 51-41, Galesburg by 10. Minute 10 to go, third quarter.
Yeah.
And a push-off called on Joe. Grant Webb guarding him up the near side, and that'll be the fourth foul of the game on Joe Williams and the 12th Galesburg turnover, four in this quarter.
Love Joe's energy, but he can't get rattled like that. He just got frustrated, and a clear push-off sent the man flying, and there was no doubt they were going to call that. And a technical on Mike Reynolds,
who was down on one knee inside the coach's box. He was letting Marty Flaherty have it from the sideline there. Mike never reacted. He was just saying what he had to say. And with a minute four to go in the third quarter, Reynolds picks up the technical foul. And it puts Raymond Taranis at the free throw line where he misses the first.
And Taranis has really been the guy that's brought them back in this ball game. Long arms, big three-point shots. He's tough to defend.
Misses them both.
There's a break.
And that's one of those strategic technical fouls, Jim, I think, because UT already had the ball. So you're not giving up an offensive possession necessarily. They do get the two free throws, and here they ended up missing them both. So it may not cost Galesburg anything in the long run, other than allowing Mike Reynolds to make his point with the officiating crew. Under a minute to go, third quarter, 10-point Galesburg lead. Taranis on the outside. Now Webb with it. Pulls Devin Ross out to guard near half court. Taranis comes over to set the screen. Webb doesn't use it. He drives right side, gets it down to Goodwin, whose shot rolls around off the rim. Gibson comes down with a rebound, and he's fouled from the backside by Mitchell. And that's four of the game on Mitchell, the leading scorer on the season for UT. And there's still 41 seconds to play in the third quarter, and the Streaks are in the bonus.
Yeah, the pace of this game has kind of ground to a halt here, but a lot of action when there is something going on. But it's a free throw derby from here on out.
Yeah. 16 fouls on Galesburg, by the way, so UT is pretty close to shooting free throws the rest of the game as well. Gibson already with a double-double on the night, 18 points. That was his 10th rebound, and he makes the first free throw for the 1-1. Silver Streaks have shot 4, 7, 10. This is their 11th free throw shot in the third quarter and their 25th of the game.
We're back up 12 now when UT could have cut it down to 6 if they would have made both of those technical free throws and scored on their possession.
53-41, driving Goodwin past Jones. Somehow that ball hangs on the rim, and just as I thought it was going to drop off the rim, somehow it crawled onto the back of the rim and dropped through, and a foul gives him a chance at a three-point play.
Now that one probably makes up for the last one, which didn't go in. It looked like it was going to on their previous possession.
Second foul on Grant Gibson. puts UT in the bonus for the rest of the game with 32 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Goodwin rattles it through. Five in the quarter, 11 for the game for Javen Goodwin. UT still hanging around down 9, 53-44. Ross in the backcourt. I got away with shuffling his feet. Now into the front court, Ethan Meeker, nearly a 10-second call and a hand check foul on Raymond Chironas, and that's four on him. With 20.6 seconds to go, Meeker tried to, as he got it across midcourt, tried to dribble along the half-court line, and Chironas got called for coming up and getting him on the arm.
And as you can probably hear, some of the boos, the hometown fans not very fond of the last few calls against their team.
Meeker makes a first.
But, you know, you wonder, as you mentioned, Mike Reynolds took a technical foul, said what he needed to say. Sometimes that is a reminder to the officials to keep the foul count somewhat even, and ever since that, we've gotten a few calls here.
Meeker misses the second. Chironas with a rebound. He's got four boards in the game. Silver Streaks lead by 10. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Dribbling it in from the right side. Webb pulls up on the right wing, guarded by Ross. Batted into the backcourt. Now Denzel into the front court with a steal, and then the reverse, and his momentum taking him away from the basket. He couldn't flip the ball backwards enough, and that's how the third quarter ends, with the Silver Streaks leading by 10, 54-44. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news at WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone here at the Panther Den. Silver Streaks saw their lead cut into. They're up 13 at the half. It's now 10 through three quarters at 54-44. Their lead was 17 there at one point early in the third quarter. The Panthers rallied back, had it down to 8. As Jim Lee mentioned, they could have cut it to 6 there at one point in the third quarter. Galesburg with the ball to begin quarter number 4. Ross on the left side, spins, drives, baseline floater, well short. Streaks have been short on a lot of shots. Somehow Grant Gibson comes up with the ball off the floor, and he's fouled going up for the offensive rebound putback.
You know, when we were up 17 there in the third quarter, I thought we were starting to become a little showtime. We would put this thing away. We were playing so well, and now it's one of those where you just want to get out of here with a win. It's a game that's just kind of gotten dragged down into the mud here, and we're playing hard. Not playing our best basketball, but if we keep on scoring, should be enough to keep them at bay.
Gibson makes both free throws. 56-44. Galesburg gets the first 2 points of the fourth quarter and leads by 12. As we get things underway here in the final quarter, Galesburg trying to go 4-1. Here's another bad pass, stolen away by Tyson Parks. Over to Gibson. In transition, hits a three. He's got 5 in the quarter already and 25 for the game. Silver Streaks lead by 15 just like that at 59-44.
15 Panther turnovers.
We played 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. Down the lane, Grant Webb up with the shot but can't get the finish, but he is fouled.
Be interested to see if that Moline lead can hold up over at Wharton Fieldhouse that was 10 points over Rock Island at halftime.
And a miss by Webb from the free throw line, so the Panthers not taking advantage of it there. Foul of the game, by the way, on Devin Ross. That's his fourth for the Silver Streaks. 18 fouls on Galesburg here in the second half. 9 on United Township. And he missed them both. And then Parks had a hand on the rebound. And again, Mitchell from the backside. And Parks can't hang on to it, so it's out of bounds. Back to United Township. So another crack at it after the missed free throw. four personal fouls on Raymond Taranis and Lamont Mitchell for UT. So both teams with players in foul trouble. On the outside, Javen Goodwin. He's been a real problem for the Silver Streaks. Lost the handle on the dribble, but picked up by Trevor May. Now Mitchell open for the left wing. Three-pointer rims in and out. Devin Ross with a rebound. Had a good look at it. Couldn't finish. Streaks with the ball on a 15-point lead. Meeker drives in the lane. One hand up and in off the glass as he worked to the right of the basket. And somehow that shot straightened itself up off the rim. 17-point Galesburg lead. They've scored the first seven here of the fourth quarter with 6:40 to go in the game. Mitchell drives, fakes the pass, in the lane, up with the right hand, and a nice move.
Great adjustment by Mitchell. Parks came over and got in his way. He was able to get around him and still get to the rim.
Down the lane, Parks from the right side, and a good feed from the left side. And Parks has 9.5, 11 for the game. 63-46, Galesburg by 17.
That feed on the left side from Ethan Meeker, who not only has a bunch of points tonight, but also is piling up some assists.
Stark County 58, Mercer County 40 at the end of three, and another miss by United Township. Grant Gibson with his 12th rebound. He'll slow things down coming into the front court. Still with a dribble on the left side. Ridgewood defeated United 55-44, and a blocking foul called as Gibson tried to drive to the left side of the arc, and that's going to be the third foul of the game on Javen Goodwin. Again at Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline leading Rock Island 46-38 after three quarters. Quincy leading Alleman 40-33 with just over 6 minutes to go in the game. First free throw by Gibson, in and out. Streaks are in the double bonus. He'll get another one.
Grant messing with one of the fingers on his left hand. I think that's the same thing we saw at the King tournament. He must have a jammed digit there, and that takes a while to heal up.
Second free throw by Gibson, in and out. Streaks cannot take advantage of the free throw line. Gibson missing them both. 17-point Galesburg lead, 63-46, under 6 minutes to go in the game. Alleman hanging in against Quincy. Blue Devils leading 42-38, about 3 minutes to go in the game at Don Morris Gymnasium. Jumper outside the free throw line. No good by Goodwin. Tyson Parks with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. He's starting to pile up some boards in this game with seven. United Township not able to make a run here at the Streaks in the fourth quarter. They still have not, well, I take it back. They do have just the one bucket. Meeker on the give and go to Denzel, driving in from the left side with a layup in the basket. And he's got seven in the game now. Biggest lead of the night now for the Streaks at 19.
Denzel, I think, was ready to dish off to the other side, but nobody came up to get him as he got into the lane, and he went ahead and took it all the way in.
Here's down the lane and a bad pass right into the hands of Grant Gibson. Streaks lead a 3-on-5. Gibson takes it all the way coast to coast, and a foul. He'll get a chance at a three-point play here with Meeker and Jones slow to get up in the backcourt. It was Meeker who hit the deck. Jones just waited back to help him out, and they let the other guys do the work down there.
That's a terrible foul. If you're going to let Gibson get that far in, you may as well just let him have the layup, because that was a weak foul.
And the Streaks have built the lead to 21 as Gibson misses another free throw. He's missed three in a row now. But he's got seven in the quarter, 13 in the half, and 27 for the game. And the Streaks lead by 21 with under 5 minutes to go in the game. Panthers have been outscored 13-2 here in this fourth quarter. Down the right side of the lane, Goodwin got a step on Tyson Parks on the outside and was able to keep that all the way in for the layup with the right hand. 67-48 Galesburg. They've been able to do this despite some foul trouble, specifically by Joe Williams not having really any impact tonight in his first conference game back after the suspension. Up top, Meeker for three. Good.
Well, those three bombs are sweet, aren't they?
It's just, and it's a 22-point lead now.
Just easy money.
23 in the game for Ethan Meeker. That's his season high. Down the right side of the lane and a block by Devin Ross. Knocked out of bounds. UT will get it back. I take it back. He had a season high in 26 against Notre Dame, which also was his career high earlier this year. 70-48 Galesburg. Not quite halfway through the fourth quarter. A lob on the inbound to Mitchell. Goes up high for it. Backs out, gets it to Taranis, and they bring it all the way out to Goodwin on the outside. Dribble on the right side, into the lane, cut off, kick it back out. Goodwin working to his right, pulls up from 18 feet, knocks it down. 70-50. 8.5 for Goodwin. 9.5, 15 for the game. And a turnover. Stolen away by UT. Meeker gets back, takes it away from Taylor Lopez. Here's the Streaks with a 3-on-1. Gibson pull up for three. What a turnaround.
Shooting like it's John Field Gym in here now. Meeker and Gibson getting very comfortable at the three-point arc. And Meeker redeemed himself. He threw a soft pass that got picked off, but then he quickly got back and stripped the guy going in for the shot. We go back the other way, and Gibson hits the three.
The other two Western Big Six Conference games here in the Quad Cities tonight have gotten very close. So close, in fact, that it's tied at Wharton Fieldhouse. With under 2 minutes to go, Rocky has rallied back. And Alleman down two now to Quincy.
Amazing.
With 2 minutes to go in the game.
I bet Wharton Fieldhouse is rocking. Moline and Rock Island, the fans turned out for that one.
Here, under 3 minutes to go, Silver Streaks lead UT by 23. Nearly a pick by Ethan Meeker. Down the lane, now he slaps it away from Goodwin. Parks with the outlet to Meeker. Has to save it, but it saves it too hard. Back to Gibson, through his legs under the basket. UT gets it back. Driving down, pull up, left corner three for Toronto's is good. But it's still a 20-point lead for the Silver Streaks at 73-53, 2.5 minutes to go in the game. And a runner at the other end. They lob it into Tyson Parks up from the low blocks. And he shoots it over the rim, and I think Denzel fouled on the weak side rebound. 35 seconds to go at Wharton Fieldhouse. 57-57 is the tie between Moline and Rocky. Quincy leading Alleman by three with a minute 20 to go in the game.
This game had trouble getting any flow to it through a long stretch. Well, now they've been able to get up and down. It's not been real pure. A lot of sloppy play, but it's been fun to watch as the teams get up, spread the court out.
Lopez misses the free throw. Grant Gibson with his 13th rebound. How about that? That's pretty good numbers.
I'd say he's easily got the double-double.
He's approaching 30 points tonight. Meeker tried to fake from the left wing, has the ball knocked away, picks it up, drives, dishes. This is for 30 for Gibson. Oh, in and out from three-point range. And the rebound to Goodwin for United Township. Looked good when he let it go. Caught both sides of the rim and popped out. Under 2 minutes to go in the game, Streaks by 20. Dribble down the right side. Fake, kicking it out. Goodwin for three. That one's in and out. And the rebound, Gibson again. Drives into the front court. Has his pocket picked, knocked out of bounds. UT can't chase it down. Streaks hang on to it. Ross back into the game for the Streaks. Tyson Parks sits down, a minute 47 to go in the game. 9.2 seconds to go at Wharton Fieldhouse, still tied at 57. Under a minute to go at Don Morris Gym. Quincy leading Alleman 43-41. Denzel Jones right side under the wing to Ethan Meeker. Ethan dribbling left with 90 seconds to go in the game. Good night offensively for Ethan. Found an opening, drives, puts it up with the left hand. Can't finish off the shot. Raymond Taranis with a rebound. A little Olay defense going on here late in the game with the Silver Streaks leading by 20.
Yeah, Meeker did everything right except the shot just a little too hard. He was right down the lane, put it on the back of the rim. It just gently bounced off there.
Brandon Weiss rather for Moline with 9 seconds to go in the tie ball game at Wharton. Rebound, the miss off United Township off Grant Gibson. Actually off United Township, knocking it away from Gibson out of bounds. And with a minute 7 to go in the game, Mike Reynolds empties the bench.
Mark Polite still going to leave his guys out there here for maybe a possession or two.
Weiss hits both free throws. Moline leads by two. Here's a three-pointer at the other end. That won't go down for Bryce Reed. And the rebound for United Township. 59-57 Moline over Rock Island with 9 seconds to go at Wharton Fieldhouse. Under a minute to go here in a Silver Streaks victory. Toronto's going up high for a rebound after a missed three. UT saving it under the basket into the hands of Taylor Lopez. Dumps it off to Mitchell up and in with the basket. 73-55. Streaks are going to end up cruising in this one tonight, which was hotly contested at times. Joe Williams into the game. Draws a double-team trap and a foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. And Joe trying to get his first points of the night. He's taken only one shot, a three-pointer. And that one won't go. Streaks have not shot free throws well tonight. Fortunately, it will not cost them.
It just doesn't seem like Joe's concentration is there tonight. He shot that ball very quickly, just caught the front iron.
Alleman missed a three-point basket that would have tied the game with Quincy. Blue Devils shooting free throws with under 8 seconds to go in the game at Don Morris Gym, and Williams missed them both. Toronto's with another rebound. 20 seconds to go of the game. Silver Streaks with an 18-point lead. UT with the ball here. Driving in from the right side. Lopez fouled. He dribbled around Cal Morling. I think they're going to get Joe underneath and fouled out of the game. Joe will be glad they played only one game this weekend.
Well, actually, he'd probably like to redeem himself tomorrow night. If you're going to have a bad game, do it when you're up by 18.
That's right. Tyler Hall hits a three-point basket with 3.5 seconds left, and Rocky takes a 60-59 lead at Moline.
Of course.
Not C.J. Carr, Tyler Hall. Who saw that one coming? Lopez makes the first free throw for UT with 15 seconds to go here. Second free throw drops through. Rocky trying to stay undefeated in the Western Big Six and keep a one-game lead over Galesburg. J.J. Range into the front court to the right wing. Right side, Massey for three. Got hit in the head after the shot. Bounced twice off the rim and dropped through. 76-57, and that's the ball game. Silver Streaks go to 18-6 in the season. 4-1 halfway through the Western Big Six season. The Panthers drop to 6-17 and 1-4 in the conference. Post-game show coming up next from the Panther Den on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. My McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
WGIL is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification about job vacancies here at WGIL, please notify Roger Lundeen at P.O. Box 1227, Galesburg, Illinois 61402, or email us at jobs@galesburgradio.com. Call 342-5131 for more information. WGIL is an equal opportunity employer.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Craddy. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No.
I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
The official WGIL forecast includes a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 tomorrow morning. Snow tonight, we could see an inch of accumulation, areas of blowing snow as well, with wind gusts around 35 miles per hour. Overnight low tonight of 24. Sunny and blustery tomorrow, high of 26 early on. The temperatures falling to the single digits tomorrow afternoon. And wind chill reading 0 to 10 below 0. Chance for more snow tomorrow night, especially after midnight. Could see 1 to 3 inches. Currently, it is 28 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, drama in the Western Big Six everywhere but here at the Panther Den tonight, where the Silver Streaks defeat United Township 76-57. Galesburg used an 11-0 run in the first quarter. Had a 10-point lead at the end of one, and led the rest of the way. At Don Morris Gymnasium, Alleman High to Quincy, 46-42. The Blue Devils have kind of turned things around. And the game of the night at Wharton Fieldhouse, where the Rocks rallied from a 9-point deficit in the fourth quarter, got a 3-point basket with 3.6 seconds to go in the game, and Tanner Logan missed a 12-foot jumper off the front of the rim, and Rock Island, the four-time Western Big Six Conference champs, survive, winning by one at Wharton Fieldhouse, again coming back in the fourth quarter, and they win it 60-59. So the Rocks, through the first half of the Western Big Six, stay unbeaten at 5-0. The streak's a game back at 4-1.
A lot of drama.
Doggone it.
We had the boring game up here tonight, yeah. I guess.
But boring in a good way.
Yes. Yeah. And again, it was just one of those where after it started to develop in the second half, we just wanted to get the win and get out, because it was just getting into one of those situations where you felt like there were a couple of things that could go the wrong way, and they could climb back a little closer in this when they got it down to single figures. But really from that point on, once they got it down there to, what, 8 points, I think, at one time,
yep.
Then the Silver Streaks pretty well reasserted themselves, and it was never in doubt much after that.
Waiting word from, or waiting a sighting, I guess, of Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. So, Jim, should we go ahead and take a look at the final statistics brought to you by McDonald's? I'm loving it, and I'm still adding up my team numbers. I think you're throwing some percentages there together, and we'll have a chance to kind of compare some of these numbers on the fly as we go along, I guess, right?
All right, can do. We've got East Moline, 21 of 54 from the field, 39%. Silver Streaks, 24 of 58, 41%. Not only three more field goals for Galesburg, but let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7 three-pointers at least. Might have missed one. But both Meeker and Gibson were connecting from long range at times in this one tonight. Rebounds, pretty much a dead heat. I think you had them even. I had East Moline at 33-32 edge on the boards. And turnovers, we haven't had a chance to compare. I had 18 for the Panthers and 13 for the Silver Streaks.
I had 14. But I had them with only 17, so maybe I gave us one when I should have given one to them.
Or maybe one of us looked down at some point. It's been known to happen.
No. Silver Streaks weren't great from the free throw line tonight. They were knocking them down early when they needed to, and then those numbers kind of slipped, especially in the fourth quarter. Galesburg finishes 20 of 34 from the free throw line, 18 more attempts than the Panthers, who made 10 of 16. Three-point shooting, 5 of 12 for the Panthers. Silver Streaks finished 8 of 17. And we'll go ahead and take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll look at the individual scoring. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we'll talk things over with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds as well. The Streaks are 18-6 in the season, 4-1 in the Western Big Six. Panthers dropped to 6-17 and 1-4 halfway through the Western Big Six season. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Gene and Mike from the new Yem Ford in Galesburg.
We've kicked off 2014 with some exciting new renovations here at Yem Ford. There's more lighting on the lot. We also are updating the service department, detail, and truck shops.
In fact, you can look for lots of changes here over the next couple of months.
But what will never change is that Yem Ford is still number one Ford dealer in Galesburg, Monmouth, and the surrounding area.
Zero for 60 plus is back on select new 2013 and 2014. Fords in stock.
Like a new 2013 Ford C-Max Hybrid that gets 45 miles per gallon city. Buy with 0 for 60, plus you'll save over $2,800.
Or a new 2013 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4. Get 0% for 60, plus you'll save over $8,800.
We can't wait to show you all the new changes happening inside and all the great deals happening outside.
At your new Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg, and at YemFord.com.
President Obama gives his State of the Union address this coming Tuesday night. We'll have live coverage of the State of the Union beginning at 8 o'clock on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight, and we'll enjoy a quiet weekend now.
On the boys' side.
On the boys' side, right.
Be a busy day for the girls tomorrow. They'll warm things up with a game against Peoria Central. 10:10 pregame, Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, and then hopefully they'll be good and warm because they'll need to be tomorrow night when they take on Normal U-High in a scheduled 7:30 start, 7:10 pregame. Streaks looking for the upset there. And they've actually played pretty well against those good teams in the tournament. They played Morton a really tough game, led Quincy and Notre Dame at half before the roof kind of caved in on them in the second half. So I think that's really all you can ask from that team right now is to be able to take the court with some of those veteran programs and be able to compete the way that Evan Massey's team has. So.
Well, we talked about how good the boys' tournament was this year with the balance and tough competition from Maine South, Manuka, and Gurney Warren. Look at that girls' tournament. That's about as good a tournament as you'll find anywhere in the state, I would think, with Morton, QND, U-High in there.
Mm-hmm.
So a good test for the Silver Streaks girls, and that'll continue tomorrow with Jim and Eric.
Yeah, Alleman's in there as well, and they've been playing some pretty good basketball too, the girls.
Let's take a look at the individual scoring for these two teams, starting off with United Township, which put three players in double figures. Raymond Taranis led the way with 17. He had 5 3-pointers tonight. Javen Goodwin off the bench finished with 15, and Lamont Mitchell, leading scorer on the season for the Panthers. Streaks held him to 10 tonight, so he still made double figures. Off the bench, Trevor May just missed double figures with 9. Grant Webb, Taylor Lopez, and Michael Taranis each had 2 for the Panthers. For the Silver Streaks, Grant Gibson led the way with 30 points tonight. Ethan Meeker had the hot hand in the first half, finished with 23, and Tyson Parks also got in double figures with 11. He had 9 in the second half. Denzel Jones finished with 7. Alan Massey had 3. Devin Ross with 2. And Alan Massey got that three-pointer with, what, about 3 seconds left to go in the game. So he knocked down his second perimeter shot of the season to get the Streaks that 19-point victory here tonight. Logan Davis, Bryce Reed, J.J. Range, Cal Morling, Joe Williams did not score for the Silver Streaks. So we're next in action next Friday night back home. As we mentioned, the Silver Streaks will play 5 of their final 7 games of the season, of the regular season, that is, at John Thiel Gym. We'll start it off with the Alleman Pioneers next Friday night. Again, back-to-back weekends for the Silver Streaks in which they do not play a Saturday game. So always good to win by 19 when you don't have to turn around and play again on Saturday night. And then if you weren't with us earlier, if you didn't hear the news, the DeKalb game, which comes up after a road trip to Moline in 2 weeks on February 8th, has been moved from DeKalb, and the Streaks will play that at home at a wrestling regional that they'll be hosting at DeKalb. And that precipitated the change that they cannot now host the Galesburg Silver Streaks in basketball. So that'll be a home game at John Thiel Gym. And then the rest of the schedule for the Streaks at Quincy for another single game on Friday night, February 14th, Valentine's Day. But that's a 3-day weekend with the holiday of President's Day, so only one game that weekend for the Streaks. And then they'll play Rock Island, Chillicothe, IVC, and these United Township Panthers at home for the final 3 games of the regular season before heading off to Geneseo in the regional. So some good opportunities to see the Silver Streaks boys at home after 4 games last Saturday and Monday in the King Tournament.
That's right. And Silver Streaks will probably be favored in all of those home games, although you can't take anything for granted. But right now, you know, playing the kind of basketball where what we saw tonight, if, you know, one or two players come out and, you know, maybe don't have their best games, a couple other guys pick up the slack. Well, you know, the two big names for the Silver Streaks in most circles, Gibson and Meeker, were certainly the big guys tonight on offense, providing 53 of our 76 points. And, you know, then you make it one of them with an off night, and with the return of Joe Williams, who really had a very off night here tonight.
And
Devin Ross wasn't quite in sync either, certainly wasn't scoring much, and after missing a couple of shots, didn't look to score a whole lot either. So whatever it takes on a given night.
Well, and again, keeping in mind, we didn't talk about it tonight, but Devin injuring that knee in the tournament last weekend. Again, nice to have a game where you win by 19 tonight, and you don't really need a big game from him. He just kind of did what he needed to do, running the ball out there, playing the point, playing the defense that he needed to play. And again, with one game tonight, now you get a weekend to rest that knee a little bit more and hopefully get him back fully to 100%, if not next Friday night, at least by the following night. We certainly hope it doesn't take that long, but, you know, he continues to battle that as well. We know, as Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now, our post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, and we'll find out what the head coach's thoughts on this one are after a 19-point victory over United Township, 76-57. And again, as Jim mentioned, Grant Gibson and Ethan Meeker scoring 53 compared to the 57 that the Panthers scored tonight. So that gets Galesburg at 18-6 on the season. Let's turn things over to Jim Lee, and let's find out what the coach's thoughts are on this one here tonight.
Okay, always busy when you come to the Quad Cities from a media standpoint. Your final stop tonight, Mike, here with us, and you can loosen
Rob's
the tie. Rob's still around. You can loosen the tie a little bit. Maybe not the most crisp game. It's one of those you go on the road, you just kind of survive this one tonight and got some big offense from your big two scores.
Well, if we score 76 points, it's got to be crisp enough for us. That's impressive to do in the Big Six on the road. And I thought our guys shared the ball extremely well again. I thought we made them play just fast enough where, you know, they might take a contested jump shot or two. They had some free runs at those rebounds in the first half, made me real nervous at half. But we were able to clean up the glass and move that thing up and down. And again, our guys fought and a little different style than we're used to. You know, we were a little faster than we were used to. But, I think the game lended that. They sold out some on our guards. And Grant and Ethan had a heyday on the back of that press break. If we're getting wide open shots from those two, we got to take them, you know, every day and twice on Sunday if we can.
Was this pretty much the game plan that you expected from your friend and coach at UT, Mark Polite? Did you expect to see it at this tempo?
Well, I think when you're struggling a little bit, you got to try to let your guys loose and play. And they've struggled a little bit. But as you see here, they're a play or two away from just having enough confidence and energy to not only being in a game but upsetting somebody. And we weren't overly interested in it being us. So if they want to beat the team from Rock Island or Moline or Quincy, they can go for it. But we're not real interested in that being us. So I thought our guys played with a lot of toughness and a lot of togetherness, and it was nice to see.
You're a defensive-minded guy, and they've got the kind of team that, from what they showed tonight, they can find some holes in there. They can create some things. At what point do you give them credit for what they do and not get too upset about some of the plays that they were able to create on the inside? And at what point do you say, we've got to defend that better? Where do you draw the line?
A little of both. I mean, I think that we had to sell ourselves out on trying to make them play fast. If they were able to walk it up and throw it inside, we were in trouble. I don't know if we're in trouble, but it's going to be a dogfight down the end. We tried to get the game. We thought if we could get to 60 points and above, that would be a better pace for us than them. We were able to do that. We were able to do that, middle of the fourth quarter. We were able to clip that number and just keep pushing.
They're obviously a better team than what we saw at the Thanksgiving tournament, but they've got a number of players back, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Toronto's kid Mitchell are, man, those guys are good, and they're long and athletic, and they caused some matchups. I thought Denzel did a heck of a job on Toronto's. They went really small and, forced Tyson to have to run on the perimeter and guard some guys, and I thought he did okay. He's not used to guarding through down screens and some different things, and he got caught up a little. I thought we should have done a little better job of helping him. But I thought our ball screen defense was okay. We stayed home on the guys that could really hurt us. I know Webb and Spragatis and those guys coming off those ball screens, they looked like they were open, but, it's kind of like Wisconsin plays. You just let them keep dragging it out because we stayed home on the big-time scores in Mitchell and Taranis, and I don't think we ever got hurt, in a half-court set really from those guys.
Late in the third quarter, you were making a point with Marty Flair to the official. Was the point received? What was it you were trying to get across?
Well, I thought I didn't want the thing to get out of hand. I thought last week we got banged around pretty good. Now, part of that was because we were playing soft. Part of it was because things got going, and I think they stopped calling fouls. They don't like it when you mention last week. So I just wanted to make sure that we're an elite team, and I've had this discussion before when we had Brandon and Ryan McElmurray and stuff. We can play. We're not interested to come down here and get banged around and not play. We've got a lot of skilled guys. And, the point I was making is we got two guards sitting over here with four fouls. They're fouling us just as much as we are.
A strategic technical?
Well, when you're going to get one, you might as well go for the gold. And I did. It was okay. I guess that's the first one of the year, so I guess I'm allowed one, every, 25 games or something. So or my mother, it is what it is.
You haven't caught up with Eddie Matthews yet, but maybe you'll get to play him again in the sectional.
I haven't caught up with Eddie Matthews or Evan Massey, so I'm still far behind those guys.
Okay, so what's the strategy now? You're able to enjoy, hopefully, a weekend off with just the game tonight and just the one game next week. Obviously, Devin hurt the knee last week, yeah. So it's nice to be able to get a win here tonight, give him a little bit more rest. How do you handle this? You gave the kids a day off on Wednesday. How do we get ready for next week from this point forward?
Well, I think the the initial plan is to come in and lift tomorrow maybe and try to get some of the soreness of the game out of us. And then take Sunday off and come back and try to get 3 or 4 days of hard practice in. You know, it's been a while since we've been able to push them really hard because we've had so many games. So that'll be nice. Grant banged his finger, jammed his finger pretty good. So, you know, but I've been around Grant long enough to know there'll be tape on that finger in the morning. He'll be lifting weights. So it'll be fine. You know, we'll have our legs back. And just like I told the guys in locker, and I said before the game, you know, everybody wants to talk about that shot by Carr. We didn't lose the league by that. We lost it when we let our guard down and lost a home game to a team, you know, we all think we were better than. Now, whether we were or not, you know, who knows? But that was when we lost the league. If you want to stay in the league race, you got to win your home games. And, you know, we've got an important one next week. I know Allman played really well tonight, got beat right at the end. You know, so we got to certainly have our A game and see if we can push forward.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Congratulations. See you next Friday.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds for joining us here in the post game, giving us a little extra insight on the Streaks' victory here tonight, 76-57 over United Township. We'll wrap things up from the Panther Den here at United Township High School after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better.
State Treasurer and gubernatorial candidate Dan Rutherford joins us Monday morning on the WGIL Morning News. I'm Tom Meredith. Join us at 7:40 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Jim, we haven't compared notes here.
Well, I've got two pretty good candidates.
Sure. I'm thinking the same two, but I'm leaning toward one over the other. So,
well, tell me, because I can think of points in the game where each would probably qualify. Let me know.
I want to go with Ethan Meeker tonight. He got us started tonight. He didn't finish with the most points. Grant obviously had a terrific game, 30 points, 15 rebounds. You just can't get much better than that.
That's monster.
But I like Ethan. You know, he hit some big shots there in the second quarter, helped the Silver Streaks get going when they fell behind in the first quarter. It was a big part of that 11-0 run that gave Galesburg the 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter. And not to say by any means that that was the crunch time of the game, but, you know, with a lot of back and forth, the Streaks were never really seriously threatened from that point on. East Moline did get it down to, what, 8, I think we decided, at one point there in the third quarter. But that run in the first quarter is kind of where I look, as the Silver Streaks kind of got things going and got the tempo, as Mike Reynolds was talking about, got the tempo of this game going where they wanted it and were able to just kind of keep Panthers right where they wanted them the rest of the game. That's my thought, anyway. Well,
yeah, and that works for me because, as we marked at the time, when Meeker had 16 points there before the half was out, and he was doing it not only from three-point land. He wasn't just content to sit out there, but he was driving to the basket with really some authority. And I think he caught UT a little bit off guard. I'm not sure they were ready for him to be that aggressive going to the basket and creating some opportunities both in and out. And I like Meeker at that point of the game. Overall player of the game, yeah, you probably go with Gibson the numbers that he put up for the crunch time there early on to get us that lead. Yeah, I like Ethan Meeker.
And consistently for Grant, too. We should mention he had 8 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter, 6 in the third quarter, 10 in the fourth quarter. His rebounds were 3 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter, 2 in the third quarter, and 5 more in the fourth quarter. So, you know, just real balanced right from the beginning to end.
Yeah, no question. So he was too steady throughout to win tonight. You were too good, Grant. Way to go.
Streaks win by 19, 76-57. Galesburg's now 18-6 in the season, 4-1 in the Western Big Six. Panthers dropped to 6-17 overall and 1-4 in conference play. Galesburg sophomores fell tonight. Big. We won't repeat the score. It was not good. Rock Island comes back to beat Moline 60-59. So the Rocks still in first place with a one-game lead over the Streaks in conference play. And Quincy holds off Alleman 46-42. So the Blue Devils are now over 500 at 3-2 in the Western Big Six. Alleman still looking for its first win. They'll be the opponent next Friday night. And kind of what Mike Reynolds said, we weren't real interested in letting UT kind of figure everything out here tonight. You know they won't be interested in letting Alleman come down to John Thiel Gym, where the Streaks are 11-1 at home and looking for another big conference win next Friday night. Jim, we'll see you then.
All right, enjoy your Saturday.
Thank you. You do the same. Streaks win it here tonight, 76-57. For Ryan Crescott of the Downtown Studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from the Panther Den in East Moline.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. Broadcasting from the Galesburg Radio Center downtown.
WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
Local news now.
Think smart when finding